I've always heard you don't have the population to staff these up. Flying in, I have a different view of whether or not you have the population. It is literally impossible.
That's U.S. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta. At the end of June, he and the Alaska Congressional Delegation traveled to King Salmon to meet with seafood processors and transportation companies from Bristol Bay and around the state. As the meeting got underway, it became clear that one issue was on everyone's mind, H-2B visas. Finding people willing to work long, grueling hours in remote locations is challenging. Many companies recruit year-round. They start by reaching out to Alaskans and workers from the lower 48.
So returning rates for salmon plants, oftentimes in Bristol Bay we get 15%, and we're lucky. We have a group of about 7 recruiters who work year-round to find these people and try to get them to us.
But while 65 to 70% of industry workers in Bristol Bay are domestic, processors can't hire enough people from the U.S. alone, so they turn to workers from abroad. Glenn Reed is the president of Pacific Seafood Processors Association, which represents many Bristol Bay processors.
We do start our recruiting with job fairs and working with the State of Alaska Seafood Employment Program to hire Alaskans. We always get a few people out of Alaska, but not a very large number. I would say that 50 of job fairs in the state employment program would be a large number. We always hire whatever workers we can out of Alaska first, and we're quick in the need for quite a few more workers than that, thousands.
To close the labor gap, processors have increasingly relied on the H-2B visa program. This allows companies to hire temporary workers from other countries. But with increasing demand for visas among seasonal industries like landscaping and tourism, some processors are struggling to obtain any visas at all. The program is capped at 66,000 visas annually, split between the first and second part of the fiscal year. But while the number of available visas has stayed the same for years, national demand has increased dramatically. On March 1st, United States Customs and Immigration Services announced that in the first 5 days, they received approximately 2,700 H-2B cap subject petitions requesting about 47,000 workers for the second half of the fiscal year, thousands more than the number of visas available. This prompted them to implement a lottery system to distribute visas to companies nationwide for the first time. The Department of Homeland Security also added 15,000 additional visas at the end of May, which they had added in 2017 as well. Some say the increased demand for H-2Bs in the seafood industry is because processors were removed from the J-1 visa program in 2013. Others point to low unemployment in the lower 48, which means fewer people willing to move for a temporary job. North Pacific Seafood's CEO, Dave Hambleton, says that increased competition hits salmon processors especially hard. Processors in other industries that operate year-round can apply on January 1st, while salmon processors can only apply 3 months before the start of the season. Once granted, visas are valid for a year, giving workers in year-round plants the flexibility to go home between seasons. Combined, these factors create tough conditions for players throughout the industry. Chris Lynch is the vice president of Pacific Seafood Processors Association.
They may think that they can produce a certain amount if they're operating at capacity, but if they don't have the number of workers that they planned on, and they don't know that until the last minute, if their application's delayed or if there's a hiccup in the process, it just makes it difficult to plan. And if they do need to adapt to a lower capacity of their workforce, then that might mean making decisions about what products they produce. They might have to shift to lower value products. Certainly they're producing less volume as well, so they're able to sell fewer products. And there's a real ripple effect that takes place through the industry.
Remedies to the H-2B shortfall range from implementing quarterly deadlines to reinstating a returning worker exemption. As the meeting with Secretary Acosta drew to a close, processors also pointed out the uncertainty of the salmon forecast, which makes it difficult for them to balance the number of workers with the run.
We really don't know what's coming. We have genetic identification of the fish that's caught in the test fishery, so we know where it's going. We still don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what we're going to get, when it's going to come.
According to Hambleton of North Pacific Seafoods, what processors need most now is certainty. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.